From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Marty Johnson reporting. Both sides in the international negotiations over Iran's nuclear program expect the process to extend past their previous self-imposed deadline for reaching a comprehensive agreement. In April, Iran, the U.S., Russia, China, France, and Britain and Germany agreed on a framework for a plan that would eventually provide relief for Iran on sanctions while restricting Tehran's ability to make nuclear weapons. The deadline for that deal is tomorrow. Markets in Asia closed down and European markets are off as well today, with experts pegging the shift as due to the debt crisis in Greece. Meantime, U.S. Treasury Secretary Jack Lew offered Greek leader Alex Tsipras some advice. VOA's Victor Beatty reports.
Lew told the Greek Prime Minister Sunday it is in the best interests of Greece, Europe, and the global economy to find a sustainable solution that puts Greece on the path toward reform and recovery within the 19-member eurozone. After the Greek government's talks with its international lenders broke down Saturday, the European Central Bank Sunday decided not to expand its emergency loan program, forcing Athens to shut the country's banks until July 6th, keeping the stock market closed Monday and limiting individual cash withdrawals to 60 euros daily. Monday, global stock values, along with the euro and the price of oil, fell sharply. Victor Beatty, VOA News, Washington.
Burundi is holding parliamentary elections today in spite of criticism from the United Nations and the African Union questioning the free and fair nature of the vote. UN Secretary General Ban Ki-moon expressed strong disapproval for the lack of progress by Burundian parties to agree to a path for free, fair, inclusive, and peaceful elections. President Pierre Nkurunziza's decision to run for a third term last month triggered a coup. This is VOA News. Tunisian authorities are searching for potential accomplices in connection with Friday's mass shooting at a beach resort that left 38 people dead. Many of those killed were British nationals, while others were citizens of Germany, Ireland, Belgium, and Portugal. The Islamic State claimed responsibility. 1 year ago today, Abu Bakr al-Baghdadi, the head of the Islamic State militants, declared what he called an Islamic caliphate stretching across eastern Syria and north and western Iraq. The region is now considered one of the deadliest areas on earth, and there is an international effort underway to combat the extremists. Islamic State's focus has been to go after Shiites, whom they consider heretics and apostates, while also killing any Coptic Christians in Egypt, Druze in Syria, and Yazidis in Iraq. Delegates from 57 nations gathered in Beijing's Great Hall of the People today to sign the agreement establishing the new China-led Asian Infrastructure Investment Bank. Australia was the first nation to sign the agreement, which is designed to finance Asia's massive need for $800 billion each year to pay for highways, railways, ports, telecommunications, energy, and electricity projects. Washington tried unsuccessfully to convince many of its allies not to join, including those from Africa, Europe, and South America. One of the two inmates who escaped a prison in the U.S. state of New York remains hospitalized today, one day after being shot and taken back into custody. David Sweat spent 23 days eluding authorities after breaking out of prison with fellow inmate Richard Matt, who died Friday after being shot by a federal agent. Cindy Leffler lives in Malone, New York, where authorities focused a manhunt for the escapees.
We'll feel calm and peaceful, but this has been going on for 3 weeks, and our whole town has been in an uproar and haven't been able to sleep. They were right on my road one night with a perimeter set up, but that was the best night I slept because they were right outside my door. But yes, this is a relief for the town of Malone.
More than 1,200 police officers from a variety of law enforcement agencies were involved in the manhunt. An unmanned U.S. rocket carrying supplies to the International Space Station exploded shortly after liftoff on Sunday. William Gerstenmaier is a top space flight official with the U.S. Space Agency.
This is a blow to us. We lost a lot of important research equipment on this flight. We lost the IDA, the docking adapter that we had planned to set us up for later. Again, we'll be able to recover from that. We lost a spacesuit. Again, we'll see how we can recover from that. And we lost a lot of research.
This was the third mission failure in 8 months. A Russian cargo ship returning from the space station spun out of control on reentry in April. Another supply ship was destroyed in a launch accident last October. And a solar-powered Swiss airplane is back in the air as it attempts a 35,000-kilometer trip around the world without using any fuel. The Solar Impulse 2. I'm Marty Johnson in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA. Coming.